John Brackett is in the studio with me tonight. He was an associate professor of history at the University of Cincinnati for 25 years, along with acting head of African American studies for 8 years. In his academic career, he's written about various aspects of the Italian Renaissance. He's now turned his talents to a different genre in an area much closer to home. Tonight, we're going to talk with him about his first novel. It's in the crime fiction genre and is titled Suffer the Little Children. John, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Barbara. It's a pleasure to be here.
If you would, tell us first about the setting of this novel, because I think this will be intriguing to many of our listeners.
The setting is Cincinnati, of course, mainly based in Over the Rhine, events occurring there. The time setting is contemporary, things which have happened over the last 3 years. Not the kidnapping parts, of course, but the backstory to the crime action itself.
Yes. So if you would, there are several characters in this book of importance, but the central character is named Ray. And if you would tell us a bit of his history, what has happened before we meet him? Where has he been?
Well, Ray is a native Cincinnatian. He was born in Over the Rhine and raised there. Like many young men, he graduates from high school and is not sure what he wants to do, so he joins the military and winds up going to Iraq. He's about in his middle 30s, and he's been sent to the Iraq War, too. After experiencing combat there, he comes back to Over the Rhine and decides that since he's risked his life to help people in a foreign country, that he might bend those efforts towards helping to clean up his own community and see it come back. And so he is in training at the time of the novel, taking criminal justice courses to qualify for the police academy.
So if you would read to us then, this is at the early part of your novel, and gives us an idea of what the action's going to center around in his life.
This is from chapter 3. At about 9 o'clock that evening, Ray King walked into Arnold's Bar and Grill downtown on 8th Street. This is Cincinnati's oldest bar, with its copper ceiling and black and white photos of the city in the good old days. Night scenes with rain-slicked cities and street lights reflecting off them. The bar is narrow, warm, and friendly. He had called Marsha Brown, the editor of Street Vibes, to meet him. He stood up on his toes and craned his neck to see if he could see her already there. She waved, and he saw her sitting at the end of the bar on a dark brown stool. Marsha was the kind of woman who stood out in any group. She was tall, 5'9", taller because of high heels, and a smooth sheath of honey-colored skin covered her divinely proportioned body. Her crinkly brown blonde hair was twisted into a nest of braids on top of her head. Ray smiled and walked towards her. Why in hell had he let her go? Then he thought of Kenya. Marsha was attractively slim, in tan T-shirt and designer jeans. Ray walked to her and put his hand on her shoulder. Let's get a table out on the patio, he said. She rose with her bottle of beer and followed him outside into the lush evening. They sat down, and Ray ordered himself a Christian Moreline OTR Dark Ale, a hometown favorite. Well, what's up, Ray? Marsha said. It's been a long time since I've heard from you. Her voice was tinged with regret mixed with accusation. They had had their time before Kenya wandered into their lives and then in between them. Marsha looked across the table at his handsome face, medium brown-skinned, curly, good hair, like he was one of them, Louisiana Negroes. Neatly trimmed goatee and an athletic build up to 6'2". Ray inhaled her sweet perfume as he looked deep into her honey brown eyes. Just before he felt like he was going to fall into them, he said, I am sorry about that. Too much work and too much school and too much Kenya, she said, finishing his sentence for him. True that, Ray said. I had to help her find one of her daughters who was kidnapped off the street yesterday. Ray took a long pull on his ale.
So you've set us up for the action and the suspense to come. And as it turns out, not only Kenya, but her daughter, Gina, are mixed up in this, but also her mother. And there's a character in her mother's life who has a revenge motive. His name is Johnny Fly. So tell us about Khadija and Johnny Fly.
Khadija is Kenya's mother and the grandmother of the kidnapped girl. She comes from, reflecting back on her life, she escapes an abusive father, an abusive relationship at home in Tennessee. And with no money and no training, she hops the bus for as far as her money will take her, and that's Cincinnati. Obviously, she didn't have much money. And she gets off the bus station, and Johnny Fly is a pimp. And like many of his ilk, he hangs out sometimes at the bus station looking for girls just like Khadija, with perhaps have been traumatized, have no support system, no family. He walks up to her and starts talking to her and gives his usual spiel, and she's not completely taken in, but on the other hand, she has no prospects and no help. So she decides, why not take a ride with him and accept his offer of shelter for a few days with some quote-unquote girls he knows. And so she winds up staying with him. She takes a real look at her life options, which are not good, and decides that she may as well let herself become part of Johnny's fold there. She gets into the prostitution game and is a little bit nervous at first, but is surprised by how quickly she gets past that and begins to make a lot of money. Well, she has a relationship with Johnny for a while. He decides to expand into drug operations and gets caught by the police thanks to Khadija's agency. She takes over his business, and he goes to jail. And by the time he's ready to get out and she's independent, coming back to the present period, he shows up unexpectedly and is perhaps claims to have been the one to kidnap her daughter. Or granddaughter.
Wants to get some money back, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. But in fact, there's something much more malevolent afoot here. So scarier guys involved in something we know is a real problem in this state. So who is Klaus Frank and Drago, and what are they up to?
Now, Klaus Frank is a young man who is unbalanced almost from birth. He doesn't get along with his Christian parents. Of course, he wouldn't really much get along with anybody. He is arrested for some petty crime he's arrested for a murder, actually. Not exactly petty. Of a young child as a teenager, and is sent to the juvenile detention authorities until he's 21. And then he gets out and engages in robberies of a various kind until he's caught with his friend, is sent to prison, and there joins the Aryan Nations. He's alienated to begin with and prone to violence, which he's very good at. And he quickly makes himself a close confidant of the leader of the Aryan Nations in prison. And then he gets out and joins a local group in Cincinnati of the successor group to the Aryan Nations, and wants to alert the white people that their role, as determined by their religion, by God, is being usurped by others, is being prevented by others. His philosophy is more or less that of Hitler's, that the white race is the superior race, and the others are preventing them from fulfilling their God-filled mission. And so he meets with a group that I set out in Covedale. That's not to imply that Covedale is a hotbed of neo-Nazi activity, but I had to put him somewhere.
It is fiction.
It is fiction, yes.
Well, he's also good at a certain amount of computer work, and so his job takes him and involves him with some folks who are Ukrainian and are actually involved in, again, this much bigger slave trade, and things get very interesting from there. So I want to ask you what this writing experience was like for you, because I know you did research, certainly, as a professor, and whether this is something you see as a new career. Will there be more books?
Yes. In fact, I've got a good start on novel number two. I really see this as a trilogy. So this is the one I'm working on now, is the second. And yes, I want to expand my writing. I still have a history project, but I want to expand my writing into fiction and other sorts of things, just because I think it's a different way to tell, an entertaining way to tell a useful story.
Well, it's a wonderful book, and certainly I think also points up this very horrendous situation we have with people being kidnapped and essentially sold into some kind of slavery or the other. So thank you for visiting with us. Thank you for writing the book.
Thank you for inviting me.
I've been talking with John Brackett about his book titled Suffer the Little Children. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.